saw protesters taking to the streets of Portland. While some of people protest with rallying cries and speeches, others prefer a more melodic approach. This weekend, Portlanders looking to take action through singing can attend a free community training that's being called the Radical Chorus Workshop and Skillshare. KBOO's Aaron Yankee spoke with Mo Bowstern to talk in depth about this weekend's event.
Hi, I'm Aaron Yankee, and I'm here today with Mo Bowstern, who is one of the organizers of the Radical Chorus Workshop and Skillshare that KBOO is co-sponsoring this Sunday at Revolution Hall that will begin at 3 p.m. Hi, Mo.
Hi, Aaron.
Can you tell us a little bit about what to expect on Sunday for the Radical Chorus Skillshare and Workshop?
Sure. It's divided into three parts. I'll talk for a little bit, maybe 20 minutes or so, about the history of the Amalgamated Everlasting Union Chorus, Local 824, a protest chorus that I and many other people have sung in Portland from the late 90s until the early part of this century. So I'll go over the history of the chorus itself, and then we'll be calling up former chorus members to join me at the front of the room, and we'll do a 30-minute question and answer period with the audience participating, focused on how to stay safe at a protest and how to operate within an affinity group and experiences people are curious about. We definitely have a lot of things to share about how to stay brave and have a sense of humor at times when you're not feeling like you're supported in the world. And then the final part of the workshop and Skillshare will be the actual Skillshare part, where we'll be singing several songs out of a songbook that everybody who comes will get. And we will sing these songs in a teaching manner. So basically, we'll not just be singing the songs, we'll be saying, this is how we taught each other the songs over the years. This is how to teach songs to a large group. The point of the whole event is that should people want to start their own radical chorus or radical musical group, there are some seeds here that we'd like to plant and have everybody go out and start their own chorus. There is no current existing radical chorus that I am part of. That is not what's happening at this event. We've had a few invitations to have the chorus show up and sing at events, but you might have to wait a little bit
for there to develop radical choruses out of this event.
Yeah, I'll definitely be talking about how much interest there is. There's quite a lot of interest that's been generated. We're planning the event with Councilwoman-elect Chloe Udaly, and it seems like there's a lot of interest and people are excited to do something active and positive while giving their voices to different causes that they're interested in supporting or denouncing at this time.
Can you talk a little bit about why this event is happening?
As I mentioned, the Amalgamated Everlasting Union Chorus had a habit of showing up and dressing up in wild outfits or not. And we had quite a repertoire of ridiculous songs as well as serious songs, and would apply them to various situations and brought a lot of humor, brought a lot of silliness, brought a lot of passion and artistic kind of anarchistic playfulness to events that I think people have been missing. Chloe definitely reached out and mentioned that she really missed the chorus while she'd been protesting in the streets in the week right after the election. The chorus disbanded maybe 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years ago. I can't even remember. But from all my years of protesting, it turns out I have a little post-traumatic stress disorder from being in the streets. And I feel very lucky that it's a situation that's pretty easy to avoid. But I did really want to share our experience of joy and fun and passion and giving voice in a very important way in the streets, on the ground, and supporting other people. And we almost always showed up with songbooks that we passed out so anybody could immediately join the chorus. And that's the spirit in which this workshop is being offered.
So I know recently you were approached by a student from Catlin Gable to do kind of an oral history about the chorus.
Yes, Maya Fernandez Powell reached out to me on email She was doing a podcast for a school project about protest music. She came over to my house at 8:30 in the morning, and we talked for a little while about my experiences with this group, the Amalgamated Everlasting Union Chorus. And she also interviewed several Raging Grannies. It was pretty interesting. I mean, I think it was in October that she came over. So it's interesting to be doing this event on the heels of really going back into my personal history. And I got the old chorus folder out and went through all the old songbooks and stuff. So I've really been going through my history, my personal history with all these wonderful people that I sang with for years.
And Maya has graciously allowed us to use some of the audio from her podcast. So we're going to listen now to an interview done by Maya Fernandez-Powell with our guest, Mo Baustern.
My name is Maya Fernandez-Powell, and this is Revolutionary Radio. Before we started with the interview, Mo read to me an introduction of the chorus, a necessary context that I needed to understand why the chorus chose to sing protest music in the first place, and to understand a little bit more about their style. She read from one of the songbooks that the chorus created for one of their first ever shows. Mo explained to me that in 1997, she moved to Portland. She talked about how her friend, Icky, would host this event called the History Show, which is when he asked Mo and some of his other friends for the first time to play music at the event. Mo then read to me the chorus's story from the songbook.
Now, I used to be an easy traveler who'd throw down fiddle chords for any parking lot ensemble, but a spotlight to myself was daunting. I called up some new friends and proposed a chorus, aiming to combine my musical obligation and history project into an oral history of unions presented through song and story. On the day of the first practice, everyone canceled, except for Michael, Jennifer, and Matthew. I was devastated. It's Portland, people told me. We fashioned a fine chorus out of other brave souls who knew we would get up and sing in front of their peers without amplified electric instruments or microphones. Michael and Matthew played guitar. We practiced the same five songs over and over and over. I was the leader of that first incarnation, and I called up the memory of every lipsticked, powder-faced music teacher of my past to aid me in putting together a fine theatrical combination to open the show. Thus, the chorus was born. After the show, some people decided to continue singing together. We began to work collectively at finding and learning songs. We sing together every Monday. We have a big pile of songbooks featuring songs on subjects ranging from anti-war, anti-prison, anti-capitalism, pro-union, pro-women, pro-queer, songs that tell the stories of hard times and lost jobs, songs of brighter futures, sailing songs, and silly songs.
Mo then talked to me a little bit more about why she made the protest group, how she wanted it to be fun, and how she wanted to create an environment that was inclusive to anybody that wanted to join them.
We sang around town sort of like a group. People would invite us to sing and we would try and learn new stuff. But then it just sort of ended. People that were involved in it weren't necessarily singers. And it was like, what is this group? Is it a group of excellence? No, because our motto was that it's the chorus that's more fun to be in than to listen to.
Yeah.
And our other motto was subversion through friendliness. Like, we wanted to be able to hold a hard political line, but just be like, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's liberating. It's great. We're not going to lecture you. We're going to sing to you and sing with you and hopefully you'll sing with us.
Yeah.
It had sort of trickled out, but by the time the WTO happened and I was traveling in August or July of 99, and we kept running into these flyers for this protest up in Seattle. By the time we got home from that trip, I was like, I think I'm going to start the chorus again and go to the WTO. Mostly because, I mean, at that point in my life, I was 30. I had lived in Chicago for 11 years and had been to lots of protests in Chicago. I'd been to Washington, D.C. and marched on Washington. And I just was like, I don't want to be in a crowd chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, this horrible thing has got to go, whatever it is. Like, it just wasn't fun. And I just wanted to make my experience to be fun. And I thought, I'll bring the chorus back. That way, anybody who goes up there that we know from Portland or who is up there can just join us.
And that's an introduction to the chorus. The chorus was a way for people in Portland to have a place in protests and to feel like they had a support group, something that Mo thinks is necessary in an overwhelming situation. It was also a way for people to be for something and not just against something when they were marching. To get a better sense for the style of protest music that the chorus played, I asked Mo about what the chorus found to be a good protest song.
Something that was fun, something that was surprising, something that could get the crowd going with energy, and that could actually make us feel better because we sang at protests all the time, and it's scary. I mean, we sang a lot of, we started out picking songs out of the Little Red Songbook and stuff, but then after a while you're just like, these songs are like 100 years old and they're not really, who wants to just sing hymns all the time? And yeah. Dump the Bosses is a great song for all times, and so is Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, but some of that other stuff didn't necessarily translate. I can remember there was just like 5 or 6 of us once, and we just trekked out to the port because the guys were on strike. They were like, had a picket light, and they were like, who are you? And it's like these middle-aged working dudes trying to protect their union, and then a bunch of freaks show up and we're like, hey, we want to sing to support your strike, and they were just like, what? Then we would just sing to them. And I can remember Union Made was a great one because the Woody Guthrie song, because the chorus, anybody can sing, and if you're in a union, it just makes you feel happy to just be like, oh, you can't stop me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union. They sang along with us, and then they would, you know, people would just be like, who are you people? And then they would give us presents. Yeah. I think we got umbrellas that day.
Thanks, Maya. That was fantastic. Maya is a student at Catlin Gable High School, and we really appreciate her letting us use an excerpt from her podcast. We will link to the full podcast from this interview we're doing currently with Mo Baustern here at KBOO. Mo, is there anything you would like to add about the Radical Chorus Skillshare and Workshop event that takes place Sunday at 3 p.m. at Revolution Hall, 1300 Southeast Stark in Portland?
It's all ages. It is a free event, and we will have a songbook for everyone at the event. We will be accepting donations to cover costs of the printing of the songbook. And here's an excerpt from the songbook. Remember to dismantle this white supremacist, patriarchal, homophobic, earth-destroying, capitalist nightmare scenario and step into a shared vision of a world where all beings are free and all life, all air, all water, all earth, all spirit is sacred. It will take a diversity of tactics. Do not waste your precious time on earth mirroring the hostility we are fighting. Don't agree with someone's tactics? Don't participate. If someone gets down on you for wearing a tutu or a tracksuit, a unicorn outfit or a pantsuit, and singing any song you want to sing, don't engage. Beware horizontal oppression. When the left attacks itself over stupid stuff like safety pins, instead of fighting fascist ideologies and actions, it is a cancer. Don't fall for it. Just smile and sing the Little Drunk Mouse song. And we'll be singing the Little Drunk Mouse song at the Chorus Skillshare and Workshop, so I hope you will join in with us on Sunday, December 11th. Kids are welcome. If you are going to bring kids and they're restless people, I would say wait till 4 when we start singing. I hope to see you there, and if there are any chorus members out there, any old Amalgamated Everlasting Union chorus members out there, show up at 2:45 so we can say hi and get you up on stage with us.
Thanks for being here, Mo.
Thanks. It was great to be here, Aaron.
And I'm Aaron Yankee for KBOO News.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is nearly 6 o'clock. Rose City Native Radio is next.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Radical Chorus Workshop and Skillshare on December 11th at 3 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. Led by Mo Baustern, founding member of the Amalgamated Everlasting Union Chorus Local 824, the Radical Chorus Workshop and Skillshare will define what a radical chorus is, discuss affinity groups, protests, and the effectiveness of fabulous outfits, and teach protest songs by Chumbawamba, The Frogs, Loretta Lynn, and more. Again, that's the Radical Chorus Workshop and Skillshare on December 11th at 3 p.m. at Revolution Hall. 1300 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 3rd Annual International Human Rights Day, December 10th at 6 p.m. at the SEIU building in Portland. International Human Rights Day is a day of solidarity and remembrance of people all over the world who continue to be oppressed by human rights violations. Those who are systematically marginalized, disappeared, imprisoned, and killed. This event features a report back from solidarity trips taken to the Philippines in the summer of 2016, cultural presentations, and more. Again, that's the 3rd Annual International Human Rights Day celebration, December 10th at 6 p.m. at the SEIU Building, 6401 Southeast Foster Road in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Ever wonder what happens to your Fred Meyer reward points? Now you can turn them into excellent community radio by linking your Fred Meyer rewards card to KBOO. Go to fredmeyer.com/community rewards, all one word, and link your card to KBOO.
Good evening, Portland. My name is DJ Yellowhorse. I'm going to be with you for the next hour. This is the Indigenous Power Hour, still a part of Rose City Native Radio, and I'm going to be showing you some new music. I hope you are excited as I am. I am so excited. And you know what? Let's kick it off with Ray Zaragoza in the River, a protest song for those at Standing Rock.